Christ only lives where he reigns, and he lives in us in the same degree as he reigns in our soul. He is king, and he is high priest. When Pilate asked him if he was a king, our Lord answered him, Tu dicis quia rex sum ego. You say that I am a king. I am, but my kingdom is not of this world. The kingdom of God is within you, regnum Dei intra vos est. This dominion of Christ must, day by day, be extended in our souls. It is this that we ask of God, adveniat regnum tuum, thy kingdom come. Oh, may it come, Lord, that day when truly thou wilt reign in us by thy Christ. And why has not that day already come? Because so many things in us, self-will, self-love, our natural activity, are not yet subject to Christ, because we have not yet done what the Father desires. Omnia subjecisti superibus eius. We have not yet put all things beneath the feet of Christ. I'm sorry, the Latin is, you have subjected all things under his feet. And then he continues, we have not yet put all things beneath the feet of Christ. That is a part of the glory which the Father wills henceforth to give to his Son Jesus. Exaltavit illum et donavit illi nomen, ut in nomine Jesu omne genuflectatur. He has exalted him and given him a name, there's an ellipsis here, that in the name of Jesus every knee will bend. The Father wills to glorify Christ because Christ is his Son, because he humbled himself. The Father wills that every knee should bend at the name of Jesus. All in creation is to be subject to Jesus, in heaven, upon earth, in hell. All too in each one of us, will, intelligence, imagination, energies. Jesus came in us as king on the day of our baptism, but sin disputes this dominion with him. When we destroy sin, infidelities, attachment to the creature, when we live by faith in him, in his word, in his merits, when we seek to please him in all things, then Christ is master. Then he reigns within us, as he reigns in the bosom of the Father. So he lives in us. He can say of us to the Father, Behold this soul, I live and reign in her. O Father, that thy name may be hallowed. Such are the most profound aspects of the Paschal grace. Detachment from all that is human, earthly, created, the full donation of ourselves to God through Christ. The resurrection of the Word incarnate becomes for us a mystery of life and of holiness. Christ being our head, God hath raised us up together with him. Con resuscitavit nos. That's one of those compound words that he uses in Greek. It's also a compound word in Latin. He has raised us up together. And raised us up together is all one word in both the Latin and the Greek. Con resuscitavit. We ought then to seek to reproduce within ourselves the features that marked his risen life. So the reasoning here is that God the Father has raised us up with Christ. He's identified us with Christ in the resurrection. Therefore, we ought to reproduce within ourselves the features of Christ's risen life. St. Paul exhorts us to this life with much insistency during these days. If, says he, you be risen with Christ, that is to say, if you wish that Christ should make you partakers of the mystery of his resurrection, you should enter into the dispositions of his sacred heart. If you wish to eat the Pasch with him and one day share in his triumphant glory, mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon earth. Love heavenly things that abide. Detach yourself from things of earth which pass away, honors, pleasures, riches. si consor existis cum Christo, quae sursum sunt querite, non quae super terram. If you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, ellipsis, not the things that are upon earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And as Christ, rising again from the dead, dieth now no more, but lives ever for his Father, so do you die to sin and live for God through the grace of Christ. Ite et vos existimate, vos mortuos quidem esse peccato, viventes autem Deo in Christo Jesu. That is to say, so do you also reckon that you are dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.